Okay, okay, let's get started. We're on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, about somewhere corresponding to between Agos Abach and the Rebbein Tzav Nissengon and the Gemara, Tani Chada. Tani Chada, we have one braisa that says, Tzara Adam Tfilah Vim Ma'osav Ba'af Suso, that you can wrap up your tefillin with your money in your headscarf. Tani Yidach Lo Yotza. And another braisa says you can't. So what does Rashi say? Ba'afrika suse, sudash al rosho, headscarf. In ma'osav, you can wrap it with your, one braisa says you can do it with ma'osav. Rashi says, la lo in ma'osav hamos, mamash. It doesn't mean that you have them both in the same compartment. El shneik sharm ze etzel ze. It means that you have two compartments that you made in this headscarf. So one braisa says you can do it, one braisa says that you can't do it. Actually, he could learn pshat. He probably could learn pshat to resolve the theory between brayos saying one is we can't do it as in most of mamash, and we can do it as with a separate compartment. But that's not what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Lo kasha. There's no stira. Ho da azme or the lo azme. The Amar Rav Chisa high sudra the tefill of the azme lemeisa beit tefillin tzar beit tefillin also lemeisa beit shite azme lo tzar beit. So what does Rav Chisda say? That we know that we have an machlokas between Abaye and Rava in the Gemara in Sanhedrin as to whether or not hazmona milsa, meaning if what you're oreg a beged lemeis, and the din is that a beged shel meis is also v'hanoah. So what if you just prepared it for a specific meis? So Rava holds you can still wear it on Shabbos because hazman alav milsi. Rabbi says no, it's a beged shel meis. So the question over here is this sudra. What one braisa says that what that you can put your money in it. So that would be a case where you just said, well, I'm planning on wearing this, using this headscarf, not for a headscarf. But I'm planning on using it to keep my tefillin. Right? So that's the din of what? Asma v'lei v'lo tzorbe. Right? Asma v'lo tzorbe. So your hazmona itself is not enough to aser it, and you can still do it. And not only that, but what? Tzorbe v'lo asmane. You could actually even this is Rava's, this is Rav Chista's Chiddush over Rava, that not only is as monolav milsa, but using it for tefillin or for the mess. I don't know about the mess because that's sort of like a permanent thing. I'm not really sure about the mess, but using it for the tefillin at least is not, doesn't make it usher either. Why? Because it. So Rashi says the reason is, see the Rashi. This is according to Baye. So according to the way Rav Chisel and Shad and Rava, the case, the Braisa that says that what that it's usher is talking about Azmane and used it. So once you've used it and you prepared it for tefillin, you can no longer use it for your money. I assume you can no longer use it as a headscarf either. If you just prepared it or just used it for your tefillin, you could still use it as a headscarf, and we'll see why in a minute. Well, in fact, the Gemara will abide the Amah Hazmona Milsehu. That's how you would learn according to
the other Rashi.
Yeah. Isn't that according to, is that a I read that Gemara already?
Yes.
That's according to Rava?
That's according to Rava.
Okay, let me see that. Let me see.
Who can get it to?
No, that's not. That's according to Abaye. You're right. You're right. It's according to Rava. Let's read that one. Sarbe, e azmei in, ilo azmei lo kodesh. Bashar lameit bebeit. That what? That if he actually, this is actually Rav Chisda's Chiddush, that even according to Rava, that not only is Hazmona Lav Milsa, but using is Lav Milsa too, unless it's Hazmona. Why? Rashi doesn't say why. Rashi doesn't say why over here, does he? But Rashi does say why in Sanhedrin. Rashi says, what's the reason? It's not part of the Rashi that I gave you, but Rashi does say the reason in Sanhedrin. Let me tell you what he says. The Gemara brings down Rav Chisda in Sanhedrin 2.
I have Odozara, the bottom here.
What does it say?
Our Horem Yachol Yunesor Miyad Mishas Admona, Talaboma Asha Obusham, Mishtam Shim.
No.
That's bold.
Right, no. But how do you know that? What's the reason why Tashmish itself is not enough? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on a piece of the Gemara that I didn't give you, says, Rashi says, Hiniach Vot Tfilin. Ba'akroi ba'alma. Ba'akroi ba'alma. Alright? That it's considered, it's not a permanent use. You just, an occasional.
You need preparatory use
right.
for it to be.
That regular, in other words, if, there's actually my folks were showing what if you say I'm going to use, what if you go, I'm going to use this permanently for my children, even though you never were mazing this for your children. So it actually some of my folks were showing them, for example, I'm guilty. And they wanted to die from Rashi that in such a case it would be usher.
Right.
It's only he's using it by Kori Ba'alma that it's still mutter. Because if you're using it permanently for your children, that itself is at least a hazmana.
You say?
If you somehow indicate the lashon of is, I'll read you the lashon of the Mukiyosi. The lav dafka tzorbe tefillin. The case of using it is not where you're doing aldas kviyas. The in came pshita.
That was pshita. So there's no side to say if you're going to use kviyas that will be mutter.
So he says, how can you say tzorbe below azmane, it's mutter if you did it aldas kviyas? Hanochas tefillin zu havilei hazmana umaisa gomor. Okay, that's the lashon of.
But is there a side that says if you had intention of kviyas, it wouldn't be.
Yes, the Ramban holds. The Ramban holds. The Mukiyosi brings down the sheet of the Ramban. It says the lashon. Avol miti mori harav nero. Mori harav nero is the Ramban. Shemati vafilu b'shenichu al das kviyas lo mahani blo hazman demikara. Umaisa dahashta, umaisa dahashta. You need both. So some of the folks have shown them whether or not if you do a maisa now, a permanent maisa of using it, is that equivalent or better than hazmona, or do you actually even need a hazmona? Some of the folks have shown them.
So that. What would the hazmona be in that case?
What does hazmona be? This is my tzom bid.
And now I'm using it. You have to do separate action.
Mashmat, you have to be mazmid and
action.
Then use it. Yeah.
I have intention, right. And now I'm using
that's
it.
That's Mashad one Ramban. And it has to do with learning the sugyas, obviously. How to learn the sugyas.
Right.
So the Gemara says that the two brises, according to Rava, one is talking about the one that says that it's, you can't put the money in, is talking about where you both were mazmit and used it. And the other is talking about where you either weren't mazmit or didn't use it. And Labaye, this is still Rav Chisda talking, I assume, the Amah Hazmona Milsehi. So he holds that if you are Mazmanit, you already can't use it. So what's the case? What are the two cases? So the two cases is whether you are Mazmanit or not, all right? That even if you used it, the only time it's Asur is if you are Mazmanit. So one of the Brayta that says that it's Mutter is where you were at Mazmanit. That would then again be dependent upon a Machlokas Rishonim, I guess. Whether it means you're using it permanently or using it only temporarily. Mm-hmm. And the case that says that it's usher is where you were a mazmin. Okay. That's the Gemara here. So what I thought would be a good thing for you to see is this machlok, the Bible Rebbe, what's it based on? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings the machlok. This I'll read it to you. Itma, Oreg Begla Meis, Baya Ma'as, Rebbe Mamutas. That's the case. It's a similar case to the case of Tfilin. Just like in case of Tfilin, a Beged Shel Meis is Asur Bahanoah. A Mishamshe Mitzvah, or Mishamshe Kedusha, is also to be used for some other purpose. So the question is, how do you make it a Beged Shel Meis, or how do you make it a Mishame Shel Mitzvah? So, it's Machlokes Abaye V'Rava. Abaye says, Asur Hazmona Milsi, V'Rava Mamut Hazman La Milsi, my time at Abaye. So, it's a little strange lashon, my time at Abaye. The Gemara is going to, it's not strange. The Gemara asks, what's the mocker for the din of Abaye that Hazmona Milsi? So, Gemara says, he learns it out, Gomar, Shom Me Egla Rufa, Me Egla Rufa Bazam Mitzvah, Hai Nami, but Hazmona Mitzvah. Shirashi says, Asham Sham, the Miriam Ksiv, Atam Asham Miriam Vatikav Asham, that's talking about the Kvura, which is the Beged Lameis, and Avodazor Ksiv Asher Avdu Sham Hagoyim. So you learn out from Egla Rufa, Rashi says, Egla Rufa, but Hazmona Mitzvah, the Kaimalon Yeridasal Nachal Aeson, he Osrosa, the Kedushin of the Kvura. The where do you see that Hazmona is Asr by Egla Rufa? Because the Egla is Asr according to, it's actually Machlokas in the Gemara, but Rashi says we paskin like the Mandiyama that says that it's Asr already from the time that you bring it down. So that bring it down is like a Hazmona because you're not actually doing the Arifa to it yet. So just like bring it down, which is like a Hazmona, makes an Egla Rufa Asr. So similarly, Hazmona by anything else would also make it up.
I'm missing a step here. The Sham Sham is a Gezerah Shava from
the Gezerah Shava from a Beged Meis by Miriam. It says Vatikavir Sham, and the Sham that it says by Avdu Sham Hagoyim by Egla Rufa. It says Egla Rufa. It says what's the possible Egla Rufa? Is the pasuk by Egla Rufa also? Find the pasuk by Egla Rufa. 1 second. The pasuk by Egla Rufa.
Up above in the.
What's the lashon of pasuk by Egla Rufa? That's about Azura. Well, I have to look up that pasuk. I'm sorry, I don't know.
So the word sham is used both by Avodah Zarah and Egla Rufa, and it's used by a mate in the Swiss case. Which sham
do you connect it to? Do you connect it to Egla Rufa or to Avodah Zarah?
It seems like these Russians are out of
so
order.
So that's the machlok, or is it out of order?
Well, why would I bring the sham from
Avodah Zarah before the Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, should
have.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Egla Arufa is Tvarim Chafalos. That's a good question. Why Rashi gives the pasuk of Avodah Zarah instead of the pasuk of Egla Arufa?
That I would think would be about Arufa would be Rabbah.
So the Gemara, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is.
Starts from.
Yeah. Okay. I see. Yeah. So Ridu Ziknea Ira, he has a Egla Nahal Aeson, Shelo Yavebo, Velo Yzerea, the Orfu Sham is a Egla Benochal. So it says the Orfu Sham. So Abai learns out, Mark already asked me the question. The Gemara learns out, according to Abai, Hazmona Milsa from the Yerida by Egla Rufa. The Yerida by Egla Rufa is not really a Hazmona. It's really part of the Avodah, the Egla. So what's the Raya one from the other? So this is the big problem in that sugya over there, trying to understand how you learn out, in general, Hazmona Milsa by Beged Meis and by Tik Tfilin from Egla Rufa. By Beged Meis, what makes it us is the fact that it's Miuchad for a Meis. But makes an egla arufa usher is not that it's miyuchet for arufa. It's what it's the shas whatever the shas avoda is that makes it usher. So if you learn that the reader is the part of the avoda that makes it usher, it's not because of mana milta. So that's a huge discussion. Trying to explain that. That's the sheet of Abai. What does Rava hold? Rava holds you learn from avoda zora. Rashi explains it's not really talking about avoda zora. It's talking about meshamshe avoda zora. Right? I don't see in Rashi's Raya, but that's what Rashi said. And by Avodah Zarah, Lo Mitzra, just say that hey, I'm gonna use this for Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, that doesn't make it answer. Rashi says Ein Hekesh Avodah Zarah. So it's not Hazmana. So here also we learn out that by Begin Meis it's that Hazmana is not enough. So more than ask the question, Why does Rava not learn from Egla Rufa, and why does Abaya not learn from Avodah Zarah? It's a little bit strange. The Gemara doesn't usually ask the question this way. Usually the Gemara asks the question, why doesn't Abaya say like Rava, and why doesn't Rava say like Abaya? It doesn't ask, why doesn't Abaya learn from here, why does Rava learn from here? So Tosfos actually has a totally different shot in this Gemara. But according to Rashi, learns the same kind of a question.
But it's Xereshavas, and you're asking on the Marim, what are they doing? It's kind of weird.
In general, Xereshavas, you have it's to have Kabbalah anyway. So more, must have been Kabbalah, you could learn out from both. The question is which is more similar to. Mm-hmm. So according to Rava, he says, you learn out from Avodah Zarah, because what's the Iser of this Beged Mace? It's Meshamish, it serves a Mace. Tashmishi Ameis by Avodah Zarah, the case that it says that it's Azar is Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Rashi says it's not Avodah Zarah, Asmo. So you learn that Rashi says, according to the Gemara says, according to Rashi, Beshamshin, Beshamshin, and not Egla Rufa, Dehi Gufa Kedusha. Egla Rufa is itself Kadosh. It's not Azar because it's used for something else, it's Azar because it's an Egla Rufa. So, and Abai says that you learn after something that's Urche and after something that's not Urche. What I wanted to show you was that according to the Gemara, the reason, so we pass it like Rav. You look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen, many places, but Simen Membei, also you look in Yerodea where he talks about the Beged Shomei, just see how we pass it. So, in Simen, on the second page, it says, Suda the Azmi Lameta Beit Filin Leolam, okay. Vitzar Beit Filin Chodazimna, okay. So you prepared it to use forever. So if you didn't prepare, you stick the word Leolam in. That's even if it's Leolam, right? According to, in other words, even a Abaye holds that Hazmana is Milsa, if it were only Azmine for once, that wouldn't be considered Hazmana. So, even if the olam the tzar beit filin chadazimna and you used it at least one time, then asa mitzvah beizuzi. Then it's asa. So how does the obviously paskin? Paskin is like rub. And you continue in the mechaber azne v'lo tzar beit or tzar beit v'lo azne shari l'mitzvah beizuzi. Paskin is like Rav Chista that even that according to Rava, not only is hazmona lav milsa, but tashmish is lav milsa also. Whether this is tashmish, permanent tashmish, or as Rashi says, the Mechaber is not clarifying. Okay, this is the Machlokes Rishonim, and I'm sure that the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch discussed this because this is a major topic. Okay, Ramah, what does Ramah say? Hisla mitzchila b'chol inyan shari. That if you originally were matna, that you are going to use this headscarf both for tefillin and for as a wallet. So even if you actually were mazmin it for tefillin and you were what used it for tefillin, you could also use it for your headscarf. You could use it for your wallet.
All purpose day.
That is. That is a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. That the only reason it becomes asur is because when you designate it for tefillin, when you're designating it and using a tefillin, it's as if you are being koveya that it's only a baget, a tefillin bed. But you can interrupt that by qualifying and saying, I don't want this to be a only a tefillin bed. I want it to be a tefillin leg slash
sitter bed.
Slash, what are those things you wear around your
fanny pack?
A fanny pack. You want tefillin bed slash fanny pack. And then you can use it for both. That's what, it's a tremendous chiddush of the law. And that is the reason why, if you, now let's go to the other din in Shulchan Aruch, the next, and Simen Lamed Dalet. So it talks about the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam as what the state of Hanochas HaParshios for the Mrs. Tefillin. That's, I think, Sif Aleph, or Sif Beis. And I skipped to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet says, Lo yadiach beiz hazugos bekis echad. Shekis she'echad mehem huchol v'asol niyach bekis tefillin. So, Eliyash is shnei kisin. You don't have this?
Yeah.
You don't have it?
Yeah.
No, I have more handouts.
Here.
Here. Shira Abu here now. So, what does the Mechaber say? That this din, that once you use something for tefillin, you can't use it for money, is not only by money. It's even by tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, that you can't put tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi in the same bag together. Why? Because one of them is tefillin, and one of them isn't.
Oh, wow.
The one that's not tefillin is coal. Right? So essentially, it's what's the difference between tefillin and money? I mean, there's a difference, but they both have the same status of coal. So you can't put them both together. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? That's what the Mechaber says. So what the Morgan Avram, see the Morgan Avram on the bottom, see the bottom? V'imasom etchilo niafoshneem shari, tahavik ilu hisma. That even though the halach, it really is the same thing as money, but by money too. The Ramah already said in Simen Membeis, not already, it's actually later, but the Ramah says in Simen Membeis, that if you are masneh, you could put money together with your children, and of course you could also put Rabbeinu Tam together with Rashi. What's the difference? It's not masneh that way from the Mechaber. Mechaber says, lo yaniach beis asugos v'kisechot, right? Eliyach shnei kisin, v'simen l'chol kis. If all you have to do is originally make it for both, so what's he should say Eliyach l'tchila for both, which is hisin. So it's mashman that's not so clear that in also mitchila it's a ki'ilu hisna, the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Maybe hisna, you have to actually masna, or maybe he holds that masna doesn't even work. Not like the Ramah. The Ramah says, who knows, the Mechaber never said hasna tanai works at all. But, okay. The Ramah says, the Magen Avraham says, according to the Ramah, tanai works, and if you made it, l'chatchila, to put both, one bed for both Rashi and Rabbi Tam. That's the equivalent of Tanai. That's what he said.
Why wouldn't it be equivalent to Tanai?
He didn't successfully say make a Tanai that you want to use that you want to limit the Kedushas,
right?
The Kedushas Tashmishe Mitzvah to allow it to be used for Dovah Chol.
What did you say? I want to put them.
I don't know exactly what the Lashon is. Right. The Lashon of Ramah is in Hisna Olav Mitzchila.
Right.
Exactly what you said.
I'm saying, according to the Magen Avraham, what could the Lashon, I'm going to put them both in?
According to the Magen Avraham, you don't have to say anything.
Uh-huh.
Right? Magen Avraham says, if you made it originally to put both in, it's ki'ilu hisna.
Uh-huh.
It's like self-understood. You're making a tie. All right? So according to the Magen Avraham, you could make one bag for, of course it's a little confusing which is which, but you could make one bag for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So the reason I brought this down is I want you to see that this din of once of a beged tefillin not being able to use it for money is not only for money. You can't even use it for Rabbeinu Tam. If you can't use it for Rabbeinu Tam unless you make a tanai, let's not steal it. And it's not just for Rabbeinu Tam, you can't do it the other way around either.
Right.
Now, and one more thing I want you to see, continuing in the Ramah, back up in the Ramah. By the way, the Biyar Groa says that this din of not being able to put Rabbeinu Tam and Rash together is based on what?
Al-Gemar.
It's clear, it's based on Al-Gemar. continue in the Ramah, Uklaf Hamaubud Lashem Tfilin Asalikhtovalov Divrei Chol Tazmonaki Hai Gavna Laguf Hakadusha Milsahi. Okay, this is Ramah quoting the Ran. It says that we're familiar with thinking, we pass like Rav, and Rav holds Hazmanalav Milsahi. Well, it's not really true. Rav also holds Hazman. This is a Chiddush. Not all Rishonim hold like this. But the Ramah passes like the Ran. That Hazmana in some cases is Milsa.
Mm-hmm.
For Gufa Kedusha. Why is Gufa Kedusha different? The class of Tefillin is Gufa Kedusha.
Mm.
The bag of the Tefillin is Tashmish Kedusha. Yeah. So for Gufa Kedusha, uh-huh. even Rav agrees has one Milsa.
Uh-huh.
Where does the Ran get this from? Mm. Well, he gets it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the reason why Rav learned out from Avodah Zarah and not from Egla Rufa? Because you learn out Tashmishei Kedusha, the Beged Mate, from Tashmishei Avodah Zarah, not from Gufa Kedusha. But if you have an object which is Gufa Kedusha, such
knows.
As a Klash of Tefillin, so then what should you learn out from then? From Egel Arufa, and you should learn out that as Monon. So this is the tremendous Kiddush of the Ran, that was that by Gufa Kedusha, even Rava agrees as Monon knows.
So we're passing that way.
There are more passing that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So well, in Nachman, so you'd have a cloth that.
So if you have a cloth, if you have a cloth that you tan for the purpose of writing tefillin, and you decided, you know, I don't want to write tefillin, I want to make it for a kamiya.
Right.
I want to use it for
something else.
For to write the parshas haktoris on it. Definitely not. Shol. Compared to Rabbeinu Tam is chol compared to Rashi.
Right.
You don't think that Parshat Torah is chol compared to
Pendra and Davin.
Okay. You wouldn't be able to, you're not allowed to do that because someplace, everybody holds there that Hazmana is Milsa.
I've seen Svardim have actual classes.
Not just Svardim.
Right.
Go to Svardim, I said Pendra and Davin.
Okay, Rabbeinu, we'll stop
here. You're not getting out enough on it.